An incredible amateur radio rescue story to tell you about this week, submitted by Don Gardner, W7PJ, ARRL Idaho Section Emergency Coordinator. On the evening of September 21st, 2024, Greg Owen, WX7Z, heard an amateur radio emergency call on the VHF frequency known as the National Simplex Calling Frequency, 146.52 MHz. Ed Clark, K7ELC, was calling to get medical help for a 51-year-old man who had rolled his four-wheeler. Mac Mashintosh, W7ENZ, found the accident and injured man near his property where there isn't any cell phone service. Mackintosh had given his handheld radio to Clark to make the call for help while he gave aid to the injured man. And the injuries were serious: head trauma, broken collarbone, broken ribs, and difficulty breathing. Owen called 911 to request help. An ambulance, Life Flight helicopter, and law enforcement were dispatched to the location, which was some 35 minutes outside of Ofino, Idaho. Meanwhile, Owen continued using the amateur radio to relay updates to the dispatcher. The injured man was transported to the hospital via the Life Flight helicopter and, at last report, was recovered. Gardner said that hams in Idaho support an old national program called the Wilderness Protocol, which encourages the use of the National Simplex Calling Frequency, 146.52 MHz. As amateur radio operators, we train to be available to help when help is needed. The more that ham radio operators listen to the radio, the more chance is there that someone will be listening to take you to an emergency call. There is something that has been used many times throughout this country, he said, and here in Idaho. And this is just a notable, incredible amateur radio rescue story to share. The ARRL Foundation is now accepting grant applications through October 31st of 2024. There is funding available to organizations for eligible amateur radio-related projects and initiatives, particularly those with a focus on educating, licensing, and supporting amateur radio activities. Youth-based projects and initiatives are especially encouraged. The ARRL Foundation Grants Program accepts proposals three times a year, in February, June, and October. Awardees are notified approximately 1 month after the closing of each cycle. Recently, the ARRL Foundation provided funding for instructional materials to the Montgomery Amateur Radio Club, MARC, in Montgomery County, Maryland.